Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents Quintana of Charon by Melina Marketa. Performed by Grant Cartwright. Produced by Audible Incorporated.
Froy!
In the dark of their chamber, Isabeau awoke. She heard Finnegan stir beside her, and she climbed out of their bed, pulling back the curtain that partitioned their sleeping quarters from the rest of their private residence. Despite the thickness of the rug, her feet felt icy as she tiptoed to the hearth. Her hand shook as she lit a taper with the embers of last night's fire, trying to understand the savage strangeness of her dream. But when she returned to their bed, she saw, through the flicker of the flame, what the darkness had hidden. Finnegan lay awake, staring at her with fury, and it made her shiver even more.
"What is it?"
she asked, as if facing a stranger and not her king. And because she feared the malevolence of Finnegan's gaze, she gathered Jasmina into her arms and carried their daughter away, settling her to sleep in a moonlit corner of the room. There was a sound behind her, and Finnegan's shadow was on the wall. Isabeau despaired at the wickedness that had crawled into their lives this night.
"What?"
she demanded to know, her mood only eased by the smile of sleepy satisfaction on Jasmina's face. Finnegan didn't respond, and this time she turned to face him, the light of a cruel moon mocking her belief that she had nothing to fear from her king. "You wake with another man's name on your lips, and you ask me what the matter is," he said.
"Froy."
She could hardly remember it now, but she had certainly dreamt that she had heard his name.
"It's the walk," she said, pressing a kiss against the soft skin of her daughter's cheek. "Every night now it seems as if I'm in another's sleep, but they reveal nothing."
Unable to stand his accusing stare, she brushed past him and returned to their bed.